Hi, we are Lost Aspect.
Are we recording now?
Yeah,
right?
We're good.
All right,
we're
on. Perfect. Yep. Andy's shutting the door.
And yep. Andy's leaving
because
this has already gotten too much for him.
today we have a glorious penis sleeve.
Yes, I brought...
for men or women, apparently.
Okay, sounds good. We'll call you if we need you before then. It's
and it makes
this right
glorious
now.
Squish noise.
Yes, so we are Lost Aspect. Welcome to Lost Aspect Episode 6, which is going to be a hot fucking mess. I am Celeste. I play Circle.
Amanda Signar.
I'm Jackie. I play Frogger badly.
Good.
I mean, if we're really, like, addressing that, I've done nothing but play with my VR for, like, the last few days.
That's fair.
What is the premise of the terrifying one that
oh,
you...
Oh, good lord.
Like, what was it that made you... Because I can't do terror stuff, so when you posted that, I was like...
There are several, but I've only attempted at one. This is Until Dawn, the sequel, not necessarily sequel. Until Dawn was a... you guys have played the Telltale games?
Yeah, no, I haven't. You're not gonna get very far in this story. That's just me.
It does fit. Large size man.
This is great.
If your hand is
this.
Approximately the size, or if your penis is approximately the size of Jackie's hand.
If you can fist, if your penis is smaller than my fist, it fits you.
If it's not, I pity your woman, or man, or whomever.
If your penis is smaller than my fist, I pity you.
We need to get a soundboard.
Oh, man. So the Telltale games, it's basically like you're watching a movie, you're interacting slightly, you're moving, selecting options. Until Dawn was just like watching a movie that you interact with. So you do the motions, you can pick up objects, flashlight, but the things happen. You're not like shooting or killing anything.
I have a bad
influence. Oh, looks, you flipped it inside
yeah,
out.
It yeah, it looks like a penis.
No, a little. It's got the little like.
It's got like the ribbing and the head. Kind of head shape.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's a smaller end.
And it's kind of floppy. Penis. I mean, it's
this
it's
is flaccid.
Even, it's not even at half mast
this is a,
here.
This is
not
a flaccid
very,
penis.
It's not
yeah.
very
this
impressive.
This is an okay flaccid penis right there.
Yeah. Okay. Anyhow, Until Dawn. Until Dawn.
Yeah. So the sequel is actually Rail Shooter. So you are in like a little cart and you're being projected down and you're supposed to be shooting at the things that are attacking you. So I start the game up, opening credits, and you're walking and immediately the game starts. You look to your left. There is a girl crying in a room. It's all like decrepit and it looks like dead things are supposed to be there. And then the title pops up. Still opening credits. You look to your right. There's another room. And lightning flashes and something crawls along the wall, which is terrifying and great and good, whatever. And then all of a sudden lightning flashes again and it has jumped on you. And then I panicked and ripped my headset off. So that was
we
like,
just learned you don't really like things, bugs,
no,
or
I hate,
bug-like.
I'm terrified of insects, like things that can fly and crawl and they're just gross. But so that was like not even 30 seconds into this game. I hadn't even started the game. This was, I didn't know anything about the controls. Nothing had taught me anything. I had seen the title screen and then I just stopped. So Brian came home after the tournament last night and he was like, let's try this again. So I try it again. Everything's great and good. I explained to him why I was terrified. He understands why I was terrified. You start the game. You learn how the shooter works. You got the stupid like Wiimotes and their flashlight guns.
Oh, those shit things.
They're interesting. They're the
they're interesting, but I didn't care for them for most games. But anyhow,
the move they're actually fairly functional because they just have like a back trigger on both of them.
Oh, okay.
And
that's
so
not
you
so bad,
like
then.
Yeah, so you're pointing and then clicking
okay,
to
so
shoot.
They made it functional.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the game starts and instantly there is, like, dead-looking young girl pops around the corner laughing, and so you try and shoot at her, and then she pops around this corner, and then back here. And then you hear the laughing, and you have no fucking clue where she is, and so I turn, and the camera shifts with you, and it's, like, right here, and there's two of them, and I am kicking, screaming, shooting, and ripping the headset off all at once, and then I stopped.
Can I tell when you rip the headset off?
Kind of, because it's... connects to like the it's like motion, whatever, with the camera. So when the headset is now on the floor, like the screen has adjusted to whatever imagery is supposed to be down here. Yeah. It's interesting and terrifying. Mm-hmm.
It sounds like fun, though, the idea of the...
It's super fun. It's incredibly fun. Mm-hmm. Like
when it feels like something that we thought was going to be, like, it feels very futuristic to me. Like,
yes, I am living childhood fantasies right now.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I wondered because I don't do terror. Brian finally convinced me to watch Stranger Things because, like, normally I don't do that type of thing.
I don't do horror either.
It's just not my thing. Stranger Things was actually totally worth it, though.
Stranger Things is so good.
Yeah, it was really good. But I normally don't do that. So I saw your post and I was in solidarity with you. Like,
that's the thing is, I enjoy horror. And I loved the first Until Dawn. And I imagine that I would really like this game if it weren't... All of the visuals make you incredibly immersed. And then you wear, like, the headset where all of the sound is coming through. Yeah. So it's not coming from the television. It is, like,
right there. Around you. It's you're real.
I'm going to sneeze. I'm going to try not to sneeze into the microphone. That's why I'm pinching my nose. Right. For all of you watching live, I'm not picking my nose.
Is there even anyone watching?
No, it doesn't.
Alone.
So, no. We exited host mode.
I think Andy fixed it, though. I know that there was, like, they were having problems with stuff for the earlier cast.
Is it because of that time when they added a bunch of people as admins or moderators or whatever something and then had like to delete that. Them when they accidentally blocked Travis?
No, they were podcasting downstairs and something with the internet.
Something up. Okay. So we should do announcements.
Oh, yeah.
Because we without Danielle and Casey, we're
lost. A train wreck.
Yeah, our two people who usually have their shit in line are both not here, so we're just floofy.
This could be fun.
I'm saying it's multi-purpose.
This could and be because, really fun.
So the one that I normally sell, okay, so the one that I normally sell is...
This is her announcement, by the way.
We have two sleeves now. This is a new one. And the one that I normally sell is open at both ends. So it's good for, like, you know, hand jobs or, like, oral play. Like, you use the sleeve on the shaft and then the tip sticks through. Yeah. But this one, because it's closed at the other end, it does, like, a suction-y thing. So it provides, like, a sucking.
So it's almost like getting a blowjob at the same time as you're having sex.
Yeah, it feels more like the other sleeve feels more like sort of like a vagina, and then this one feels more like a blowjob because of the suction aspect.
Oh, okay.
So
that's kind of cool.
Yeah,
actually.
I got in my trunk because all my stuff is in there because I had a party on Friday night. So when we pulled up, I got in my trunk. I was really hoping that I would have my 18-inch double-ended that I could bring in for today. But it's not in there. I must have left it at home. So I brought this guy instead. But yeah, he's fun.
And the texture, for those of you who are watching, is kind of like, you know, those sticky hands that you can get in those 25-cent vending machines?
Well, that's exactly what it feels like.
It feels just like that. So we were going to throw it against the wall and see if it sticks.
Andy asked us not to throw it. Yeah, make the noise into the...
Just like...
But then when you put lube on it, it's got the realistic fapping and everything. The fap noise.
It's just like... It's just so fun to play with, like, even without the sex toy aspect. It's just squishy and nice and fun. I love it.
Especially when I do parties for, like, suburban housewives. that was a queef noise. I don't know how you just did that, but that's queef right there.
This might be why we don't have any viewers.
Just like, watch the girls giggle at... awkward blue sex toys. I still think it was like when I saw it in the bag, I assumed that it was like intended for female use, and then I like squished it and was like,
that's like
food or it's not for women.
Yes, it's food or it's
well, because it could be like, haha,
here's a gummy penis. Yeah,
like, right. That's immediately what I thought.
Mr. Dependable is the same thing, but he's just not a squishy. You know, he's just a fake penis.
Yeah.
But this guy is definitely not. But these are, I have had women who are like, okay, so what can I, you know, in the consultation room when they're ordering, what do I do if my partner's really, really thin and it just doesn't, you know, it doesn't fill me up? Well, there's your solution. Put this over the penis and then have sex. It makes it thicker. And it provides like ridges so that you feel more inside of you. So it's multi-purpose. And you can set it on your table and it's like a Weeble that will... Well, it wobbles. but it will fall over.
Well, now I'm just gonna start asking questions. This is like the sex toy podcast. If it doesn't have a hole in the tip, then it would almost act like a condom, then, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Yes. Well, we used to. So when you start with the company, they send you these like note cards that you can get that have like descriptions of how you can demo the products at parties if you're mm-hmm. still learning. And even the one that we have that's double ended, it says like, you know, like for easy cleanup, just pinch off the tip and, you know, Playmate becomes a storage container. And like, I think I used to have one that had a woman's name. It was like Gigi or something. And it was like, pinch off the chip and Gigi swallows. Like, so yeah, but this
is not weird in the least.
You know, he just finishes in there and then you take it off and you go clean it and then you're good to go. Just use a toy cleaner and you're fine.
When you say toy cleaner, I don't think toy cleaner. I was like, do we just have like children like stuffed animal yep. wash?
I mean, they did used to use Lysol as a douche in the 50s.
Oh yeah, my God, that's such a bad idea.
Life demands Lysol in this case.
It's hilarious, except that I literally at every party I go to, I have women who are like, oh yeah, I just use my antibacterial hand soap to clean my sex toys. And I'm like, no, stop doing
now. What's wrong
it.
With that?
So, you know, your vagina is pH balanced differently than the yeah. rest of your body. Yeah. And soaps that, especially in this country, are so full of chemicals that it mm-hmm. throws off the pH balance. If you use it to clean your toy and then you put that toy inside of your vagina, it's an imbalance, but it can cause
yeast like infections and whatnot.
I had a woman, true story, a friend one time, she's a friend of mine. She used a toy, cleaned it, put it back in the drawer, got it out to use it next time. And it like scalded the wall of her vagina. Ooh. Because of the chemical reaction between the soap and the silicone on the toy. So she had to, she like laid in a hot bath for a long time and then it was still burning. So she went to the doctor and they did like a vaginal flush. Ugh. And then like she couldn't have sex for a little while. So like that's not normal. But toy cleaner, like it cleans the toy, but then it also makes sure that the silicone is pH balanced to be vagina friendly.
Gotcha.
Because sex toys, a lot of people, like it's not just silicone that they just slap on a toy, it's like specially pH balanced silicone to be, you know, that's why you don't put hot dogs in your vagina, because they're not pH friendly for vagina.
I think there are many
reasons why you don't put hot dogs in your vagina, but like you buy sex toys.
That's another
for your
quote
vagina.
For the soundboard, by the way. That's why you don't put hot dogs in your vagina.
We just play it on loop whenever somebody's talking about getting like assassinated in a game. That's why you don't put hot dogs in your vagina. Anytime somebody loses a game for some stupid reason, from now on, I'm just going to be like, that's why you don't put hot dogs in your vagina, man. I feel like we've been over this. So toy cleaner is the thing that I sell. Anyhow, that's a thing.
So announcements.
Announcements.
Or Machine Weekend's coming up.
Yes, as is Game Hole Con.
Yep. Same weekend.
So we should address that within the announcements. So we're not podcasting. So we've been doing the first and the third Sunday every month.
Yeah.
With the first weekend of November being War Machine Weekend, we're opting for the fifth
weekend in October.
And then have we made a decision for November?
Well, the problem is that the third weekend in November is Thanksgiving weekend.
So we should maybe do second and fourth in November.
Yeah, I think that's probably... Is that going to mess up your like work schedule stuff?
I will not be present for either of those, but worse things have happened. So.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we'll be Jackie-less for November. But first and third just won't work. So we'll do the fifth weekend in October and then second and fourth.
Okay. I'm going to have to clear up my small... Not clear up my Sunday plans, but bail. We were intending to stream myself and another friend all weekend Halloween Scary Games.
Oh.
And I had...
The section. See, this is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's a little intense. However, if there's lube in there...
Well, you lube it. You have to lube any... Okay. any masturbation sleeve you use.
I can see people making that mistake.
The double-ended one is like a Chinese finger trap if you don't lube it. It's bad. Yeah, you have to use
lube. That's glorious.
Yeah, it's not good. But see, you can see how the suction works.
Penis so anyhow, Chinese fingers.
fifth weekend in October, second and fourth in November.
Yeah.
Cool. And then we're going to have to figure something out for December again, yeah. too.
But we'll just roll with it.
Whatever. Yeah. We'll tell you when it's happening. There's nobody listening anyhow. Let's be real.
just us. I mean, we could probably go into the Twitch stream and figure out why you guys are so quiet. But I wonder if it's because they podcasted early.
Yeah, they did. I mean, I posted on our Facebook that we were podcasting, and there were a couple people who mm-hmm. liked it. So maybe we'll get some people to tune in. But, I mean, people can't give up their entire game for crippled their entire days.
What are you talking system. About?
Like, that's false.
Well, they may well download later.
You're like, I've been here for 12 hours. I don't know what you're talking about.
I've been here since a little over 11. Went and did some stuff this afternoon. Ulta has my second favorite brand of lip makeup on super sale. 60% off.
Nice.
I was ecstatic.
Nice.
Just so you guys are aware.
It was Treat Yourself Day from Parks and Rec last week.
October 13th. Yep. I got my VR that day.
Oh, that's a real treat. I bought myself a new winter coat. That was my Treat Yourself.
When was it again?
October 13th. It was, that was Thursday?
Thursday or Friday?
Yep.
It was Thursday.
It was, so did you guys see on my Facebook about this dog thing?
Yeah, King.
Oh my gosh, King. I love him so much. Did you see it? Mm-hmm. So this woman posted on Facebook that she had a dog. It was like free to a good home in one of the groups that I'm in. And like I did dog rescue for 2 years, and like I've worked with dogs enough to know, especially pit bulls, especially in Milwaukee, mm-hmm. that's a really bad idea. Like your dog will get sold to a dog fighter and mm-hmm. it will die. Like I've seen it happen. And she had this, so I was following it, and there were lots of people who were interested, but you know, none of them, it didn't seem like any of them were following through. So I got really like worked up, and I responded, and I was like, we'll take him. So she right away instantly messaged me, and she was like, oh yeah, you know, you can come get him, absolutely. There's a girl who said she's gonna come get him, but if that falls through, I'll let you know. And I was like, okay, when is she supposed to be there? And she said, oh, well, she was gonna come, but then something came up, so now she's not gonna be here till 5, so if you just want to come get him now, you can. And that was like a giant red flag to me that like she wasn't waiting for the person who had already said, like, I'll be there at 5 to get him. Mm-hmm. She was just like, just come now and get him if you want to. And then simultaneously she was messaging, like there were other people who had commented, and she was private messaging all of them. So I realized she was literally just telling everybody, like, the first person who comes here gets this dog.
Basically.
So Brian and I were like, yeah, let's just go. So we went up and got him, and he's like
adorable,
super cute. Mm-hmm. He's probably 10 pounds under. Like, she went on this whole thing about how much she loved this dog and cared for this dog and took good care of him and trained him and blah blah blah. He's like at least 10 pounds underweight. He has like the tiniest, skinniest little stomach, and then his hips jut out from where you can see that he's so underweight. You mm-hmm. could like see all of his ribs. And he's 14 months old, and they had never taken him to the vet one single time in his entire life.
Yeah, that sounds like a situation where that might not have been her dog. Like, it was maybe if she's an older woman, like her child's dog or her partner's dog, and she was just trying to get rid of it they were aware of that.
They were moving, and it seemed to me like she had not planned very well. I do believe it was her dog, only because when I got him and I realized what condition he was in, I got really pissed, and I blocked her. And I went back to the group that we were in and posted an update, because there were lots of people who were expressing concern, like I was, mm-hmm. about the whole free dog thing. Mm-hmm. I posted an update, and I started getting private messages from like people in her family, like accusing me of, you know, taking the dog and then blocking her, and why would I do that, and blah 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 blah. And I tried to explain, they're like, she loved that dog, she took really good care of that dog. And I'm like, I have pictures where you can see that that's not true. Like, mm-hmm. I'm sorry that she's upset now, because she feels like she maybe her name is being for, taken yeah. through the, or you know, like she's being depicted as whatever. And I'm not saying that she didn't necessarily love the dog, but she definitely didn't care for the dog. A 14 month old dog should not have never had a rabies shot in its life. It shouldn't, you know, not have yeah. a microchip. It shouldn't, mm-hmm. They're like, you take care of your pets. And you get into a whole class thing where it's like, poor people should be allowed to have pets too. But at the same time, like, this dog was very clearly not taken well, not well cared for. So So we took the dog in. The only problem is that Crush, you know, we're not going to keep him. We're just going to try to find a good home. He's getting neutered on Wednesday, and he's getting all of his stuff taken. We're getting all that taken care of. But Crush is an asshole. And he's like super, like a fucking asshole. He's super dog selective. So some dogs he's fine, but especially male dogs, and especially an intact male dog, Crush is just a jerk. So we tried to put them together, and Crush would like, you know, sniff him for a little bit, and then Crush tried to hump him. And when King was like, get the fuck off of me, then Crush was like, you know, like attacking him. And so we have to keep them separate, which means that like, the dogs are in their kennels way more than they want to be, and it's just a nightmare right now with these dogs. So if you're looking for a dog, PM me, because I've got a good one that needs a good home. I don't know why that came up.
We were talking about
Treat Yourself Day.
Oh, yeah.
And it was because I bought my winter coat because I was out getting him his vaccines so I could vaccinate him. Uh-huh. And then I saw a winter coat, and then I treated myself to it. Yeah, but we were talking about announcements.
Yeah.
I wasn't really with it on Thursday, so I don't remember what I did on Thursday.
I worked until 7. I raided, and then I played with the VR. But announcements...
Besides War Machine Weekend and Game Hole Con, is there a tournament coming up in December? I think that Misty or Pegasus was going to do a...
I have no idea. It feels like there's a lull in things around right now. Yeah. I know
there often is around War Machine Weekend. Yeah, everybody gets kind of burnt out after War Machine Weekend, and it stops in the holidays. And oh, there we go. That's an announcement. Thanksgiving, guys, coming up.
Yeah, yeah. Thanksgiving
Christmas
is coming
is right
up.
Around yeah. the corner.
Oh, Christmas. Not yet. Too soon.
not according. I was at Menards the other day. I had to get a ladder and a power strip.
Oh, fuck Menards, by the way.
Yeah, not really particularly fond of shopping there, but no. My options were Menards or Walmart.
Oh, Menards is the lesser of those evils.
That one. I mean, yeah, lesser of those evils.
So, as I was in Menards trying to look for a ladder and a power strip, all of their Christmas stuff is out. And this was like last week. All of their Christmas stuff is out in abundance, and their Halloween stuff is almost packed away.
Yeah, Target's has had their
Farm and Fleet too.
Yeah,
Not even November.
I remember when I worked at Kohl's, and this was years ago. It was Labor Day weekend. After Labor Day weekend is when we started setting up the Christmas displays.
Christ.
Yeah, it's insane.
Who starts Christmas shopping that early?
Like, Brian.
That's so weird.
Yeah, Brian is already on the trying to figure out what he's getting me for Christmas train.
Yeah, Keith mentioned that yesterday, too, now that you mention it, actually.
Brian and I started, started in air quotes, because every year we had started to do, let's buy each other, like, stupid ornaments that we can put on our Christmas tree.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's cute.
The past 2 years, I have gotten him one, and he has not gotten me one. So we have started this. But I bought his while I was in Seattle in June. So I guess I kicked it off in June.
Yeah,
good job.
See, I'll pick up stuff, random little stuff here and there for people, but like throughout the year. I'll save this for Christmas for them for later. But I usually forget then. So, yeah.
No.
And then I find it like 4 years later when I'm packing stuff or moving stuff around. Oh, yeah.
I grew up, my dad really loves Christmas. Like it's like a big deal to him, but he does not go Christmas shopping until the 23rd. And then he takes like 2 days off of work before Christmas and goes shopping. And like, you're not allowed to buy anything until you've walked the entire mall. And then you can go back. And if it's still there, it was meant to be. He's weird.
That is weird.
It's very strange. So that's my, like, I don't start shopping until your face right now is like, you cannot understand.
No, I have made the mistake of going Black Friday shopping at midnight.
Terrible.
Once,
yeah, well, Black Friday is terrible. Yeah. But waiting until the 23rd is just as bad because everything's gone at that point. Mm-hmm. And you have people who are angry because it's last minute and they're grumpy and they're worried and they're panicky. Yeah. It's not a good way to shop.
I'm very much the person who, when I see something and I know it's the correct thing that I want to get for someone, I just
Me
don't
too.
Even hesitate.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Just,
I don't know why you would walk away from the perfect gift and then come back an hour later and hope somebody else hadn't bought it. Like, that's
no,
seems
I'd put that shit behind the counter if I was going to come back later. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, no, that is the thing that I want, and I'm going to acquire it.
I don't, my dad's a strange man.
Yes. I think we've had these conversations before.
Yes. My dad's a very strange man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Christmas is coming up. Thanksgiving is coming up.
I don't know. I've never been that
dull. Oh. Oh, no, it's all hairy.
I'm going to have to go get the toy cleaner out of the car. It's got lint and carpet all
Andy,
over it.
Your hair is all over it now.
God damn it, Andy. You got my male masturbator all hairy.
Another quote for the soundboard.
Seriously, Andy wouldn't even touch it, though. Like, you were like, no, here, Andy. And he was like, no way, man. No.
It's not like it's a giant penis.
No.
Like, it's definitely intended for male use. Mm-hmm.
Guys are usually either, like, totally fine with it or very, very weird about it.
I think that's probably a standard for most people, though. Women sometimes tend to be really like...
Oh, yeah.
Like, I can't look at this phallic object because it's not my husband's penis.
Which is weird to
that
me.
That is really weird.
That's very strange. I don't see as much of that. It definitely seems to be more extreme one way or the other for men than for women. But you're right. You do have the women who are like, no, I'm not. No. At my parties, usually it's fine until I'm like, okay, who's going to volunteer to get in the sex swing? And then all of their faces are like, oh, my sweet Jesus. And then that's when you see them like, nope, uh-uh, no, don't put me in a sex swing. And then you have the other ones who are like me, right?
Yeah.
I'll get in the sex swing.
I've always kind of wanted to try one of those.
When we were coming in, I thought about bringing it in.
The logistics seems.
We were discussing which cast member would be the first one to climb in the sex swing if I brought it in the house. And Brian and I agreed it would be you.
I have a feeling that it would be like, one of the two of us would be like, yes, hands down. And then Danielle and Casey.
I can see them
noping
out.
No, Danielle, I think, would be the first one to be like, I'll see you guys later.
Casey would be like the wild card, maybe. She would be like, we would all think, nope, Casey, she's too quiet. But then she'd be like, yep, my hand is up for this too.
If I were coming to a party with you ladies, she would be the person that I would have demo the Superman pose, where you put the seat of the sex swing on your stomach and then you put your legs up on either side of your partner. And like, that would be, I would choose Casey to demo that sex position with a sex swing. That's what I would do.
Ah, that's precious. She's busy with her grandma right now, so it's even better than
that. Hopefully she didn't
decide
to tune in.
That just sounds terrible.
Hopefully she's not. Here, grandma, listen to this podcast
that
I'm on.
That sounds terrible in the context you said she's busy with her grandma right now.
Grandma is what she calls her dildo.
Ew.
That's very
weird. That's weird in so many ways.
I'm making that up just for anybody who
that
really
one
likes
does
Casey.
Not go on the soundboard.
Grandma is what she calls her dildo.
which is worse, grandma or grandpa?
I don't know.
I think grandma.
Grandma.
Because grandpa is definitely like, it's like, gross, mm-hmm. but that the some... one suggests your grandma has a penis.
I mean, whatever. Yeah, who knows? But no, I think neither are okay. I'm realizing that the fact that I'm able to justify grandpa even a little bit in my head is really disturbing. Very disturbing.
I mean, I've seen porn of grandpa.
Yeah,
so.
There's grandpa porn. There's grandma porn too. But
oh,
it's
there's,
usually
a, lot, there's
with
a lot more
with
yeah.
a boy.
Not necessarily.
Casey.
I've seen lesbian grandma porn.
Have you seen lesbian grandma porn?
Intriguing.
I'm going to need to look at that later. Lesbian grandma porn.
So the grandma porn doesn't have a Casey, but now I'm confused. Are there Caseys in other porns?
Oh, yeah. Like, Casey could totally be in a vintage 80s porn. Like, hands down,
I could see
that. Yeah. With, like... Yeah. You, because she's married to John, and John is like the hairiest person alive.
So yeah,
the '80s, like full bush male, like hair thing. That's Casey's porn.
I'm sorry. That's just yeah.
I did not need to picture any of
no.
that.
So not as disgusting as our Trump conversation.
Oh
still
God, our Trump conversation
yeah,
was bad.
The Trump conversation. I can't. For $1 million, I would think about it.
If it's less than 10 million.
The answer is no.
The answer, with Trump. Like, there's like.
The question, of course, being how much money would it take for you to fuck Trump?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like there are dollar amount levels that would go to various different people. Like, people who are probably someone who would be really enjoyable and doesn't look terrible, I could probably see myself doing it for less.
Oh, yeah.
But Trump is like, if I am not, like, if my student loans aren't paid off, if my, like, house isn't paid off, and I don't have to go to work for the rest of my life, then I am not even considering it.
Fair enough. I think that I, in my brain, I can say, yeah, that makes sense. But if he were standing in this room right now
with like a $1 million cash,
and like we said, like, you know, he's a two pump chump. So it's only like a few minutes of my life and then $1 million. I think it would be hard for me to say, okay, fine, but don't, all electronic devices out so nobody records it. And then I'm in. And then just have it be over with.
Can I cover my eyes? Like,
it's just, the image is still going to be in your brain. Like, Trump, I don't understand it. I really don't. Unless he's giving money to these women. Like, with other celebrities, I get it. You know, it's like the celebrity thing. You know, you get the story of, oh, I, you know, had sex with so and so.
Also, they're attractive sometimes.
Sometimes. Like, Trump is disgusting.
Yeah.
In every conceivable way.
Yeah, inside and out.
Yes. There's nothing redeemable at all. I can't. Nope.
I'm going to be sick. That's just like, that is a level of.
And it doesn't even, you know, it's not even about, okay, like, it's more the person at, like, if he were most other male celebrities inside of Trump's body, then the answer would probably be, yeah, sure, okay. It's the fact that it's Trump, you know what I mean? Like, it's not even so much his body, because whatever, like, I can work with it. But, like...
I can work with it. It's the inside that is more disgusting than the outside. It's really disgusting. It's very...
It really, really is.
I feel like tainted.
Even just picturing
never could be clean from that.
Yeah. That's kind of why I said no.
That's when you would need to Lysol your vagina. Like, you would need to Lysol douche after
maybe
having
they
sex
were
with
on
Trump.
Something. Maybe they were on to something.
God, Lysol douche after Trump. Every time.
That's just adding insult to injury, really.
Yeah, don't do that. Your vagina has already been traumatized enough because you just had sex with Donald Trump. Please don't.
He has kids, too.
Yeah, who are just as gross as him.
He has five separate fuck trophies. Because that's what children are, is fuck trophies.
Right.
Fuck
trophies. Well, because he said, what was his thing? Like, after one of his kids was born, he was like, oh, yeah, I love children. I mean, I won't do anything to take care of them. But, yeah, they're great.
Well, he's got enough money he can pay somebody else, too. That's what every other rich person on the planet does.
Yeah, to be fair, if I had that kind of money, I probably wouldn't raise my own children.
I feel like
I also
most
don't like children.
That's fair. That's fair.
I mean, you would have help for sure. But I feel like a lot of celebrity, like female celebrities, still do a lot of hands-on parenting for their kids.
I'm not sure how much they do really.
Well,
they're
not compared
there.
To comparatively. Yeah. I mean, compared to us, like, you know, getting full-blown diaper shenanigans all over our bodies. The very first time Brian met me,
you look traumatized.
Like, I'm so glad that I don't have children. No, the first time Nadine met Brian, she shat out the side of her diaper all the way down his arm. It was hilarious.
That's pretty glorious, actually.
It was a good introduction for him. Brian was like, "Oh,
it's an accurate introduction for sure."
Back.
Yeah,
just had seen an image on the internet of a person giving their child a piggyback ride. On their shoulders, and they just vomited. Just vomit dripping down her face.
That's bad, too.
Yeah.
That is bad.
Yeah, the babies, when you take off their onesie and the poop has somehow gotten all the way up their back and
under
their
head.
Yeah.
Yeah, no thanks.
I've never had a big blowout like that, actually.
Really?
We've been really lucky.
Good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Must be all the hummus she climbs up on the
table. Oh, my fucking God. So, my kid... I had a family-sized tub of hummus on our dining room table, and I left it there for a little while, and my kid climbs up onto the dining room table. She moves the chair so that she can get onto it, and she brings a spoon with her, so she knew damn well what she was after. And she ate over half of that tub of hummus.
Lord.
It was half full when I left it there, and it was gone when I finally
hilarious.
Found her with
she
it.
She loves hummus.
She just spooned it and ate it. Like,
that's great. Did I tell you guys the story about Nadine learning where she came from? I feel like that's happened since our last podcast.
With the balls and how the baby.
No, okay. Not that one. No, that one I think I've probably told you like 6 times. It's old. I need to move on from that one. No, so we're having a conversation, okay, and we're talking, and I bring up Brad and Nick. Brad is the sperm donor that we use. He's one of my best friends. I bring up Brad and Nick. Nick is his boyfriend. And out of nowhere, Nadine goes, "Oh, their penises are made out of fish." And I'm like, What? And she was like, "Brad and Nick, their penises are fishes." And I was like, "Ow. Just them? Just like, just that? Yeah. Just no, all boys have fishes for penises." And okay. I was like, "That's not true at all." And she told me, she was like, "Shricken," which is what she calls Kristen, who's my ex's partner. Shricken told me. So I call Kristen on the phone and I'm like, "I'm going to need you to tell me how this conversation went." Cause like, so apparently they had some, Nadine was asking where she came from. And so Kristen was explaining to her that like, in order to make a baby, you need like an egg and a fishy, and like girls have eggs. And so,
Hi Andy.
So
we were in trouble with the stream before.
Oh, I don't know. It says exited host mode, but other than that, we're good.
That was a while ago.
Yeah. It said that since the beginning. So we're good.
So anyhow, fish penis.
So Kristen explained to her that like when Katie and I were together, like because we're both girls, we had eggs, but we didn't have any fishies. So we went to Brad because he has fishies in his penis, and he gave us the fishy so that we could make her. Somewhere, like she decided in her head that his penis was just a fish, and that also that Nick's penis was also a fish by proxy, or like.
Well, I mean, if all men in general are just
fish penis adjacent or something, I don't know exactly what it was, but just those two, and then she thought about it harder and she was like, "Oh no, I guess all men." Not all men have fish penises. So then fast forward a few days and we're sitting and we're talking, and so I realize where the conversation came from. So then we're sitting, are you just waving that around?
Yep.
It's a fish penis.
It's a fish penis. It flops.
This is probably what she's imagining in her head.
I suppose. Yeah.
I'm just imagining like a wide mouth bass for every
penis. Oh, I've got a good story about where I thought the word term threesome came from. But go on. Go on.
Okay, so like we fast forward a couple of days. Nadine has this problem where she likes to talk about boyfriends, even though she's only 5 at school, and we're trying to like curb that.
Yeah.
So we're having a conversation about her boyfriend at school, and I'm like, "No, he's just your friend." And then I was trying to teach her to say, "I'm a strong, independent woman, and I don't need no man." So I was telling it to her and then making her repeat it to me, and she was really like, "Oh, Mom, come on." So then finally she pauses, and she's like, "Okay, but eventually I'm going to need a man because I'm going to need some fishes."
She's not wrong.
Yeah. Like, okay, you're 5. But whatever. Yes. Someday when you're 30, you can have some fishes.
42 is what we've decided.
Right. Yeah. Okay, so what did you think threesome meant?
So when I was in kindergarten thereabouts, my mom was having my sister. So we had the talk. And I was of the impression that a man's testicles were also penis-shaped. So he basically had 3 penises. So I had heard of a threesome before because I had been exposed to some of the internet at that point. We had our glorious 56K modem. So I thought that that's where the term threesome was derived from, is because if the man had 3 penises, he could obviously use it on 3 different women at once. Hence, threesome.
All right.
It was great.
How would all of the vaginas
I
get
didn't
close
think that
enough
far.
To each other?
They're he like just, gymnastics and they're all doing splits.
Yeah.
This off the like, edge of the bed.
That's why men like gymnasts.
When I was a kid,
and
I was
cheerleaders.
Because they're flexible. I remember being very confused about how fat people had sex, because I just pictured them like they're laying flatly on top of each other, like their genitals not reaching.
You know, to be totally honest with you, I've kind of wondered the same thing.
Kid, I didn't understand that there was positioning that involved in sex. I just imagined laying on top of each other, like that's
it just
not
seems
reach.
Really awkward.
Yeah, it's not. I'm very fat now, so I can tell you that it's totally possible and normal.
I mean, I've heard horror stories of people like not getting in and thinking that they got in.
I got up and walked away from a sexual experience once because his penis was too small to get inside of my body, and so I was like, "We're done here." But that's very rare that happens.
Oh, that's that guy that you were talking to in the circle. In the circle chair.
Yes,
it was the circle chair.
It wasn't that guy, but it was a similar small penis man.
So, speaking of the circle jerk, just backtracking a war machine a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Maybe, no, is something that I think we had
air.
To talk
I trapped
about?
Air in with it, and it feels really like, cool. Squeeze it. It's like a bubble. It's like a bubble. Great. Anyhow, amazing. Circle jerk.
No, I'm just talking about the errata that's supposed to drop.
Oh yeah.
Oh January. Yeah. That's. I think that they said it's not until the early part of
January.
Next year.
Yeah. Which will be okay. What are you What are you expecting?
When
you...
are they coming out with the faction forces?
Soon.
So how are they going to have enough time to errata those two, or are they? Yeah, that's kind of what I thought.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, hope you have more room.
Yeah.
Do you think that the big question is, in the precursor to the errata, Insider, I think it was, that came out, you know, they were listing, like, this is what we're hearing from you. And he made a comment about, like, scorn. Yes.
I may or may not. I've just tried to blow
it
up.
Blowing air into the... Do it. Just take it out and just blow right into the hole. See what happens. No, like, with your hand out. Oh!
For those listening, it's a balloon. It's a penis balloon around my fist.
I feel sorry for no one, for people who don't get to watch this.
I have to take a picture. Oh my god, that's hilarious.
You need to post this to our Facebook.
But now this is going to show how, like, if your penis is that large, you can still use this toy.
You would tear whoever you use it on apart. That said,
you would never be able to have sex with a real human. But
no,
holy shit!
You could have sex with, like, a tree trunk.
Listen
though.
To it,
like a tree, like not a tree,
rock?
Or a rock. Yes. If you were a moonkin, you're 14 inch.
Oh my god! I cannot even deal with this right now.
Okay, we were talking about scorn and the errata. We just should attempt to stay on
the
track.
Air flow out of
that. That was insane. It's like too much for it. It's like I can't handle this. Oh, that was hilarious. Oh, I love it. Okay, so anyhow
they scorn. Said.
They said, you know, scorn. Yes, the whole faction. We heard what you said. We're going to be looking at the whole faction.
Like, so they then, looked at it for 3 years.
So then the question is, what does that actually mean? Was that a troll just to shut people up, to shut up the whiners, or is there going to be a full overhaul of the entire faction?
It seems kind of hard to justify an overhaul of the whole faction when they've supposedly playtested this for 3 years. Like,
yeah.
This seems like a predictable problem.
Brian and I were talking about this, and Brian may or may not have brought this up in the last podcast. I wasn't here for it. I went out shopping.
Sure.
But Brian's theory is that there obviously was probably not 3 years, or there
no,
was like
or 3 years
some
like in somebody's
planning,
basement,
and then like some push. So yeah. The idea is that the factions that are doing really well right now, like Menoth and Kador, that are like consistent, everything is spot on with them. I would maybe include Signar in that too,
mm-hmm. And Circle to a lesser degree.
Circle mostly because of Wyrmwood, though.
Yeah, mostly because
I'm sure Wyrmwood's going to get hit by the bath.
Those are the armies that were started and completed during their 3 year planning process. Mm-hmm. 3 year in air quotes.
Sure. And I'll buy 3 years for those three, those three or four factions.
With the decrease in people playing War Machine and the mm-hmm. increase in other games like Guild Ball, for example, there was a rush to put out Mark III. And therefore,
they were playing
everything
I will
else got
definitely
rushed.
Agree 100% with that.
So
it seems very rushed.
That. I think that
it
might
came
actually
out of
be...
nowhere, so I would agree mm-hmm. with that as well.
I think they weren't planning it for maybe another couple of years, truth be told, because they just, like you said, it just came out of nowhere, and suddenly we were getting Mark III.
Yep.
And then suddenly all the stuff that they had been planning and that they had already released was not going to come out until
And
Mark
it doesn't
III.
Make sense with timelines because of models that had been announced and, mm-hmm. you know, new
and
releases.
And released, but the models themselves were not out.
It definitely, I can buy that theory that it came out before as an emergency.
Yep. So my
oh my god. And they do have more competition now with Guild Ball out there.
Yeah. Yep. Pokemon Go, even, I would say, might have been a little bit of a... Well, that came out after.
That came out after.
I still think just about...
Even Warhammer has been making a comeback, though.
40K.
Yeah, 40K's been making... And Fantasy as well. And they've been making more of a comeback despite Age of Sigmar, which... I'm not sure if... like, some of the people on my Facebook have been playing it that used to play War Machine, and I'm not sure if part of that's just...
Brian...
displeasure with the game as it is now, or what exactly it is.
Brian approached me today, or didn't approach me, we were driving here, and was like, there is a 40K box set coming out that I think I want. And I was just like, no. Like, we stopped playing for a reason. But it's like the Space Wolves, like, pre... whatever. I don't know what it is because I wasn't a big Space Wolves fan, but like one of their guys is that was a Dreadnought is now actually like a person, or like it's the model before he became.
Sure.
And so he's just like super excited about it. And I'm just like, no.
But they're, but I, that's probably taking away a lot of the player base.
I think
that 40K is starting to encroach on War Machine's territory. I think again,
there's
much the same way War Machine took away a lot,
because wasn't there changes to the way Games Workshop something?
Well, there was some kind of change. I really don't pay attention to Games Workshop, truth be told. I've never played any of their games before, so I couldn't tell you.
I don't know what it is. I know that we were playing...
I just know that I've seen more people saying that they were playing Age of Sigmar. And,
yeah.
There's probably... But the thing is, I think people were just done with Mark 2. Like,
yeah.
And then Mark 3 came around and...
And it really... new and exciting. And it worked and because there are lots of people who had stopped playing who have started back up.
I kind of think it only worked temporarily, though. Yeah, like,
that's my feel. I think
people
were like, oh, this is super exciting, super excited, everything's great. And but now, no,
I mean, things have changed, but they haven't.
Or things have not changed for the better.
Yeah.
It doesn't, now, in retrospect, it doesn't feel all that different.
No, it doesn't.
From Mark 2. You know, when they announced it, it was like a whole new game, and we were all like...
Kind of like how Mark 1 to Mark 2. Mark 1 to Mark 2 was a huge change.
Right. And so it feels like most of the gameplay is the same.
Yeah.
Little
has really changed as far as game mechanics.
Pre-measuring
is probably the big one.
And
charging. Yeah, the charge changed too, where you can charge your own...
allocation, power-up and induction thing.
Yeah.
But... you know, other than that, it's a similar whatever.
It really
order
is.
Order of activation is still the same, you know.
Same game.
Yeah.
A lot of the models are still the same.
Yeah.
If you're someone who plays Convergence like I do, it's it's literally the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like...
Anything that was released within the last year or two, truth be told, is basically the same. But probably because they legitimately had been.
Yeah. Right.
At least doing some things some for 3 years.
With regards to Scorn, though, if I had to make a prediction... I don't think that it's going to be a...
They're not going to do a full revamp.
I saw it happen. Are you okay?
Yep.
Okay.
They're not going
to
do a full revamp.
I think we're going to see a couple of changes to a couple of key models, and...
They might get a faction-wide rule, though. That might just be...
Or they might get a freaking...
excuse me.
Pain giver. Theme.
They might get a theme that makes them fucking ridiculous.
And Legion had that, to be fair. Yeah. I mean, Legion was already good even without Vale 2's theme, but Vale 2's theme was over the top.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know that it's going to be as significant as it was hinted that it might be in the Insider.
I'm not sure that they really know what they're doing, to be honest with you.
Well, I mean, hopefully they're taking feedback from players, but that's a job I wouldn't want to have.
No,
because it's hard.
Certainly not to say I'd be any better at it.
Yeah, well, no, but I mean, even just having to listen to all of the numbnuts, like sewer gutter people who don't know what they're talking about.
The Scorn Facebook page.
The Scorn Facebook page people. Mm.
The forums people. They're not much better.
Who most of them. Their problems would be fixed by increasing their skill level or building a better list. And trying to weed through all of those to find legitimate, you know, like suggestions of how to whatever. It's hard for me to understand because I wasn't involved in anything before Brian, so I'm still very, very new. I don't understand how they're not like entirely knowledgeable about everything, you know, working for, you know what I mean? Like, I see Travis, who doesn't work for private, I mean, he volunteers for Privateer Press as a PG and what Infernal or whatever. But he literally knows essentially every rule of every model of every faction in the entire game for the most part. And I'm not sure how so many of the problems we're seeing were able to happen, because I would expect all of the people who work for Privateer Press to have that same level of...
I don't get the impression they do,
though. And that seems weird to me. Yeah. Like, doesn't
On the flip side, it is possible that they do and they see it in a different facet.
It's possible.
True. Like, that's where I sit on things, because, like, I know, and I'm putting this in, like, perspective of my job, I could compare myself as someone who is a technical specialist, which is a really weird job title. Basically, I know everything there is to know about what happens within the company and how health insurance works.
Yeah.
Versus someone in our sales department who knows the exact same thing. Like, they should know all of the same laws, all of the same everything.
Mm-hmm.
And we approach things completely differently, and we understand things differently, and I can help someone figure out, like, I don't know, why a claim denied versus where, like, our sales team couldn't look at it to save their life, even though they should know how that stuff processes.
Right.
Whereas, like, I probably couldn't sell someone a health plan because that's not the kind of person I am.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So, like, there's probably... As someone who is an Infernal, not me, as like Travis, for example, who volunteers for them, sees all of those rules, sees those things happen on the table, plays those things happening, and then the people who work there are writing it, producing
it. They know all the rules because they write it down on paper, but they don't play it out.
And they don't see it in... So they see it in theory, not in practice.
Yeah. Sure. That makes sense.
Yeah, that does make sense.
And, I mean, not everything is going to get caught in playtesting either, because having I mean, it's the same problem with a beta versus having a... Like, with Pokemon Go is a good example. They didn't foresee all the problems they've had with Pokemon Go, but it's... I wouldn't say it's slowly improving. They've had their own issues, too. But, I mean, they wouldn't have realistically... It's heading in a direction. They wouldn't have realistically been able to predict even half of the problems that came out, because just of the sheer volume of people playing, you know, the having a higher volume of people play testing means that you're going to find more of those problems.
And that's
on the other hand, some of the problems I think they really could have found, like not being able to play without scenario anymore because of the pre-measuring issue where, well, I'm going to stay 16 and a half inches away from you because your threat range is 16 inches.
Good Lord. I was super stoked for pre-measuring
because
I think it's helpful, until I was trying to play an assassination caster.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, your threat range is... Exactly, 16 inches. I'm going to be 16 and a half away. Yeah, and I'm like, okay, well, this is great. There goes the entire fucking game.
And assassination really casters aren't any good without killbox.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This is the argument that I make, is that it changes the game in a perspective where now there's more reason to want to go second. Because then you are always able to... They
pre-measure.
Move, yeah, you're sort of the one who has the power in that you're making them come at you. Because, you know, you can stay on your first turn, you stay just out, and then they have to, you know, do something.
That's
so
very true.
It changed the... Because I know there are people who say, like, you never... In the game, there's never any reason why you ever wouldn't want to go first. And I think now there are...
There absolutely is.
Yeah, there are.
Which is crazy, because you still get to pick which side you're on if you go second. So you're getting double advantage.
I used to feel the same way about Bradagus in Mark 2 when Bradagus was good, that it benefited him to go second. And I think the same thing about Wyrmwood now, that it benefits Wyrmwood to go second.
I think it benefits a lot of them to go second.
I think in Mark 2 there was a lot of casters where it benefited you to go second.
Yeah.
I think that...
Overall, with the pre-measuring, I think that there's an arguable benefit to going second now with that as well.
Yeah, I think... I don't know. I'm just in a... I haven't been playing a whole lot because I've just been busy doing other things. I have a life. I'm not...
Yep.
We're not top tier players for a reason.
I feel like we should come up with a term for people who play War Machine nonstop. Like, when someone watches a lot of anime and that's all they do, we call them a weeb. What can we call people who play War Machine nonstop?
Fucking Brian
Hoarders.
Brian Hoarders.
Hoarders. I just got it. Yes. So now we have coined the term. Now we can badmouth these people.
Oh, fucking hoarders.
Fucking hoarders.
Seriously, Brian wakes up and he is literally drawing up lists in his head 24 hours a day.
Jesus Christ.
Like, I'm fairly certain that he doesn't do any work when he works, like, at his job. He just sits and, like, lists
all. I kind of envy people that are in jobs like that.
Yeah, I know. He's not going to be able to do that now that he's assistant manager at a movie theater.
He's getting paid to do that.
I worked at a movie theater. Oh, yeah. I worked at a movie
theater. In between movies, absolutely.
From the time I finished high school for like a solid year, and then I took like a year off, and then I went back for like another year. There is a lot of shit you can do at a movie theater.
I mean, his previous job was hitting like 0101000111 all day at a desk. So now that's a very gross exaggeration about what. I'm sure his job was a lot more than that. But, you know, it was a desk, cubicle, whatever. He could sit with his tablet and whatever. It's going to be harder now. But that man is making lists in his head from the minute he wakes up until the minute he goes to bed. Mm. And he'll play one game and then he'll make changes. He's a hoarder. Yeah. Fucking hoarder.
Yeah, no, I mean, like definitely my Brian in perspective, like, he might not be listing out because he has, like, the lists that he wants to play, or he's, like, tweaking those lists. He spends all fucking day painting. If he's not working, not watching me play games, or we're not binging something on Netflix, he is painting.
Yep.
Like, that is all he does.
Even Keith isn't like that anymore. He's, you know, he obviously does think about it, plays the game, pays attention to the game, but he's not a hoarder anymore.
Good for you. I feel good about that for you.
But I know people who are hoarders, and it's... I guess I just don't understand the obsession with a tabletop game. That just doesn't... I understand liking to play, and I understand getting enjoyment out of the game. I can't understand being fixated on it all the time.
Brian has an addictive personality. He fixates it.
Well, I mean, that's coming from somebody with an addictive personality. Like,
I do too.
I fixate on other things, but the things I fixate on are relevant to other things.
Important, Brian.
Not even necessarily important. On things that are important. Making my calendar is not important.
Okay, fair enough.
I don't know. I guess, on the flip side, I don't have an addictive personality. Mm. Just, like, I pick up something, I don't like it anymore.
That's why I won't let Brian go back to WoW, because... Oh,
that's dangerous.
Yeah. Oh, Keith has been back into WoW.
Yeah.
I think...
He relapsed again.
For me, like, I do things like, okay, I think back on the Destiny train. Like, I'm gonna play the shit out of it until I've done everything I need to, and then I'm gonna probably put it away until another expansion comes out. But when I'm not playing Destiny... I'm not, like, thinking about Destiny. Like, I'm talking about it right now, but I'm not like, okay, well, I'm 370 with my hunter. What can I do to reach 371 or 372 or what kind of loadout? Or this didn't really work well in the raid, so what can we change to do it? But, like, I'm not doing that kind of stuff. I'm just like, I'll play it later. Hey, guys, want to raid on Thursday night? Okay, cool. I'm going to go back to eating my popcorn and watching whatever's on Netflix. Like...
I kind of wonder if our, like, just the nerd culture in general attracts people that do fixate like that. Maybe. That do really obsess.
Possible.
This is a fictional real-life example of my life. I'll be like...
Fictional real-life?
Feel fictional. Like, this didn't actually happen, but it totally could have. I'm like, Brian, I'm feeling really stressed out. I feel fat, and I feel ugly, and I'm stressed out about money, and I am sad, and I'm worried about Nadine. And my life feels like shit. And Brian will be like, this will be Brian's response. I'm really sorry, baby. Hey, I made this Rasheth list. Do you want to take a look at it and see?
Yeah.
Like, literally, it's like, no matter what I'm doing, if there's a pause, he feels like a 2-second pause is enough for him to return back to hoarding.
At me. Hoarding. I drove Brian and Ethan down to the tournament yesterday because... Brian can't drive right now. Just fantastic because I don't drive. In fact, I think I've driven now more in the past 2 months than I have over like my entire since I've been able to legally drive. Brian doesn't want to be in Ethan's car because Ethan has a very tiny car. Mm-hmm. And Brian doesn't want Ethan to drive his car because of the adventure that they had to Schofield, and I am a much better driver than Ethan, apparently, so I've got that going for me. So I drove them down to the tournament, and the way back home, they had just spent all fucking day playing War Machine. And that's all they talked about. I'm just like slowly turning up the volume on the radio because I'm just like, I don't want to listen to this anymore. It's a 25-minute drive back. Can we stop, please?
The same thing Five when minutes. We went to Quaker Steak that one time. Oh my God. And it was just like we came from a tournament, and that's the Brian will spend days dissecting every move that happened at every tournament. You know, like I'm like, woo, stop.
I mean, I guess it's good if you want to be a top tier player. That's what you got to do.
Sure, yeah. Sure. That, I mean, we're not super competitive. We're not super competitive players
for that reason. Yeah.
It takes that level of critical
dissection. Yeah.
I mean, I guess I have the ability to do that. I'm just like,
you just don't have enough shits to give.
Yeah. just not. I'm not.
I sure don't have enough shits to give.
Yeah. I think that makes sense. Like, if any one of the three of us decided that we wanted to be a Team America level player,
we would have to become hoarders
yeah. in order to get there.
For sure.
You know, like, there's a correlation between how competitive you are, how competitive you will be based on how much time you invest in thinking and strategizing and theory crafting mm-hmm. and then putting it on the table and practicing.
Definitely.
And blah, 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 blah.
So backtracking to the errata.
We're great at staying so, on
no, track. No, this is okay because I'm thinking about it. We were talking about convergence last night, and this is just me, like, I say that I'm a Signar player now, but convergence will always have a special place in my heart, and it's usually a very angry place in my heart. so we were talking, and it sounds like the idea is adjusting the top 5% and bottom 5% of each faction. And so I'm like, what is the top 5% and bottom 5% of Cyrus? Convergence. I'm going to call it Cyrus forever, and everyone's like, what the fuck are you talking about? And I'm just like, okay, top 5%. Primaxium, TP, Lucant, yeah. Maybe Iron Axis. Mother. Axis, no, not anymore. So? Not outside of tier, Axis is good. Mm-hmm. Axis is not Axis tier.
Okay.
Without his tier, he will not wipe you off the table like that.
Okay.
That's four models, though. That's like 5%, right? Of Cyrus.
Sure.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. What's your bottom?
The rest of the faction. Like, and just really like, but then I'm just like, how are they going to adjust those things? Because the Primaxium and the TEP are hands down like the best Colossal and Battle Engine in the game. Like they are.
The TEP is incredible.
The I'm Easter Island dildo.
Yeah. Well, someone referred to it as the boot the other day, and I'm like, the fucking boot? I mean, I guess it looks like that, but it's definitely a
Easter
dildo.
Easter Island dildo is definitely a more accurate
The Easter Island dildo millipede. Yeah. Yes.
That is more accurate. But they are, I don't think that they should be adjusted down. I think that everything else should be adjusted to that level. I think that the TEP is a prime example of what Battle Engine should be.
Absolutely.
Effective on the table. They're not impossible to crack. Mm-hmm. It's not impossible to crack. It's not gonna, it might wipe out an entire army if it's...
It could.
But it's a strong model.
Everything on the table should be a threat in some way. Yes. It shouldn't be like a floppy wet noodle where it's like flogging you with this thing.
I love being slapped in the face by flaccid penises.
And I'm just thinking to myself, and I'm just like, are they really going to tone down the only things that Convergence has actually has an edge?
They're barely even looking at Convergence.
I know. So they probably won't even be adjusted. We updated the top 5 and bottom 5% of every faction except for Mercs, Minions, and Convergence.
Yeah.
I don't know. Minions might get some attention.
Yeah.
I am thinking about picking up Convergence, actually. I just for funsies. I don't know what
I won't think. Judge you. They're beautiful. And yeah, they're interesting.
Their models are gorgeous. I really love them.
The TEP is good against everything.
It's true.
But I think that it's not a broken good. I think it's what all other battle engines should be compared to. Mm-hmm. I think they should all be a TEP in their own right.
I created a list, a 75-point list. I proxied the entire list, and I had the TEP in it, and Brian took... Rasheth, and he took the TEP off the table way easier than I thought he was going to.
It's not impossible.
You know, you would definitely have to play it right.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I don't think, honestly, that anything in Convergence needs to be
brought down. I think there are significant things that need to be brought up, but I think that the top 5% of convergence is where the top 5% of everything should be.
Yes.
It's in a position where it is good, it is strong, but it is not unbreakable. We also had this conversation, we were talking about Brian thinks Sloane is OP, and I'm just like...
Have they adjusted her feet yet? I forgot.
They did.
I think they were talking about doing a second adjustment.
They might be.
Okay.
But I have played Sloane. I have seen Sloane on the table. Mm-hmm. She's good.
She's really strong. Good.
Yeah. She's effective. She's not impossible.
No.
She's not going to go into every other pairing and smoke the opponent.
No, she's not the Wormwood or the Madrak.
But I feel the same way about Wormwood. I really do. And I know that I'm like the only person in the world with that opinion. But I think that Wormwood was really OP at the launch of Mark III because it was new and different and nobody knew what to do with it. As time is progressing, I think more and more people are coming up with very, very strong matchups to Wormwood. And I don't think that Wormwood, if he didn't change, would continue to be the every single player has him in a list caster that he is right now. Mm-hmm. I think he deserves a small nerf.
I think that's where the line should be. Is he an auto include in every pairing? Mm-hmm. And yeah. Wormwood is right now.
Right now he is. But so I think that's partly because when Mark III happened, nobody knew what to do against him.
That's true. And there wasn't a whole lot else that was really all that good in Circle, truth be told.
But now
so other stuff does need to be buffed.
Now there are probably 4 or 5 really solid matchups to to Wormwood lists. Mm. And I think that people are going to... Circle players are going to start looking for other options, and then it's not going to be an auto include anymore, you know. But I'm not popular.
And maybe it's too early to be nerfing and buffing things. Mark III has been out for less than a year.
No. They have Sackpon, so I disagree. I
lost her into the range.
If you are playing your shots right, if you're shooting into a TP, you're already aware that there are 3 Sackpons on the table. Yep. So if you're going up against a TEP, you're just like, okay, there will be 3 shots that will be Sackpond. Doesn't matter which one. So how many shots are you planning on putting into the TEP versus do you have something in your shooting list that maybe can take it out in melee? I think that I think assuming that it is impossible to take off the board without being in melee is probably a stretch.
Now, it was Rasheth's feet turn, but Brian took out the TEP with 1 unit of brigands, like, on feet turn.
Well, and that is taking it on melee, then.
No, it wasn't. No, it was ranged.
Okay.
Maybe it wasn't brigands. It was a unit of something he was proxying.
I don't play Scorn, so I don't know what it does.
Anyhow.
I don't see Scorn on the table. No one plays Scorn. They're too salty right now.
Yeah, no, Brian does. Brian loves Scorn. But I don't know. Anyhow, it was 1 unit of something with rain shots and took it out easily.
Exactly.
On a feat turn.
But that's the thing is, if it's a unit of something, there's more than 3 shots in a unit.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I sack pond and then he still easy peasy took it out, so... I don't think it's overpowered.
No, I think it is the point of where we should be comparing other battle engines to and get them to that level.
Yeah, I agree.
I would love it if the Stormstrider was that good, personally. Stormstrider is terrible.
I would like to see, I guess, I don't know.
Such a cool model, too. I really like it conceptually, and it's a cool model. I want to play it. I've tried playing it.
Isn't that the problem with most of the cool-looking models?
It's so bad, though. Even with Nemo 2's feet, it's bad.
There was something that we had talked about, and I can't remember. So someone had said something about how there's an upcoming caster release. And it is casters going to new factions.
Oh.
I can't remember who said it or where it's sourced from.
They did something like that with a special event once where they had...
But I think this is like an actual... Like the next run of casters is cast... So like... I can't think of one off the top of my head, but my hope was like Nemo comes over to Convergence.
I can see that one, yeah.
But I had, when we were having this conversation, I had thrown a fit and said Convergence just won't get anything because...
No, Nemo would go to Convergence. If anybody's going to Convergence, it's
Nemo for sure. Like, if that's what's going to happen. But I feel it's a...
Oh, I wonder who we'd get.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I think it was Gorshade going over to Rhett was the other one. So, like, that flip-flop of who's going where. Mm-hmm.
Where would the racist elves go?
The racist elves. They might end up in Legion.
Oh, that's true. That's Legion a good point.
Legion is racist as fuck, so.
Well, yeah. So it's just like.
Yeah, every blighting one of them.
Is racist as fuck. Yeah. The whole game is.
Ooh, blighted Ron.
Cain to Merc.
Yeah, I think that was actually one of them.
Yeah.
I'm actually really interested in that because that's pushing the story forward. But it'll be really interesting to see the ones that aren't obvious. Like, I can't think of, like, who would go to Scorn. Who would leave from Scorn? Like,
Risheth might get cast out. I'd take Risheth. Risheth sounds sweet in Signar. Done and done. Come over to the dark side.
Risheth would be good in Menoth, too, I think.
Risheth would be good in Menoth.
Yeah. That's weird to think
about. But
then
you have that same thing. Like, who would leave Menoth?
But they'll all leave Circle.
Yeah, so that's well, where
almost
I'm just, like...
Almost anybody could leave Menoth. They decide they don't want to follow Menoth anymore, and they either get stoned to death or they
realize
leave.
That religion is hell, and then they leave.
Ooh, Gunbjorn back to Signar could be fun, too.
Or trolls, for example. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess, I mean, a troll could go to Minions.
Yeah.
That would be pretty obvious, but...
A troll anywhere else just would be weird, right?
Yeah, so that's where I'm just like...
Well, I imagine they'll be changing the casters around as well.
Well, I'm sure the casters will probably better reflect whatever new army they're in. I think I'm excited totally for random. That.
Otherwise, it'll just be who's the boss.
Wormwood to Signar. That wouldn't make any fucking sense at all.
It would be interesting to see a flip in game too, like someone from Hordes into War Machine, or like vice versa.
Ooh, I'd like to have Raven and Signar. That'd be kind of fun.
That's a fun game.
Trolls could go to Mercs, but who would go to Trolls is more the question.
Yeah, who's going to go to Trolls?
Trolls, I would think Trolls would actually go to Minions.
Yeah.
Anyone,
that's fair.
Anyone can go to Crix.
Rasheth sort of looks like a troll, so he could
he could just paint himself blue and go.
Put on some blue Scorn.
I'm curious to know where all of these people came from. Like, we've been fluff. Podcasting for like
who's
an hour
Rambo's
and a half.
Girl? I don't even know who that is.
The fluff is going to be terrible for that, though. Oh my god, the fluff is going to be
the trolls?
For any of it. The fluff is going to the fluff is already bad.
like anyone, I'm assuming someone from Rhett is going to go to Legion. I imagine it's going to be
that seems like the most obvious one. Yeah.
Who's Major Tusk? I love
That's Andy.
Oh, is it Andy?
Yeah,
is it Andy?
Yeah, the Andy that is downstairs.
Why hasn't he just come up and say it?
Because he's afraid of the other conversations.
He turned it on because he heard us bitching at him for getting hair all over my male masturbator. And he was like, what are they talking about? And then he turned it on. Thanks a lot, Andy. Do we want to talk about the how do you treat a game against a new player?
Let me flip the fucking table on that conversation.
Oh, yeah.
That
one douchebag.
Okay, so this is the premise of this.
It comes from Don Jamaris, who is a really obvious troll. Like, that's the point
of
that.
Nobody knows who's actually in charge of the Don Jamaris account. Do you know who it is?
Yeah, I can't say, though.
Okay. Nobody's supposed to know. Jackie's married to Keith, so
that's
fuck
why
Jackie.
I know, yeah.
But the.
Please.
The
I really
you know,
want to fling this against
it's
the wall.
It's
I just want to see if it sticks.
Just do it quietly. He's not listening.
Yes, he is.
So Don Jamaris' account totally is a purposeful troll. Posts this thing that says, like, what do you do if you're playing a game against a new player? Do you...
And you're spectacularly better again than
right,
them.
Right, you're way better than them. Do you, you know, do you play... what do you do? How do you play the game? And I understand the trollingness of the post itself, that like John Damaris is actually a really sweet guy and a good player and like is very kind, but this Don Damaris, like,
it's his alter ego,
you know, is asking the question. It's supposed to be funny. But the guys who answered weren't trolling. Some of them might have been, but one dude in particular was like,
I think the rest of them weren't, to be honest. The rest of them seemed like they were in with the gag, but the one guy, douchebag was Eric not. Something? He was just using it as a mask for being name. An it's asshole.
Just Eric something.
I mean, his name's Eric, so there you go. Just kidding. It's not a real thing. Some guys named Eric are fine.
Just be mean.
Not all Eric.
Do you notice how when I get really serious, I talk right into the microphone? Some guys named Eric are fine.
in your sex hotline voice too.
So this guy commented, and I can't even remember now the exact wording, but it was like, oh no, if you're
not steamrolling them, you're doing them a disservice. Right, was basically, you know, the gist of it.
But he said something else, and I can't remember the exact like metaphor that he used, but it was like, oh, if you're like the WWE champion of the world, you're not gonna like, you know,
it's not your job to coddle their weakness. Your job is to play the cleanest game possible. If they don't want your advice, or if they want your advice, give it. If they don't, then say nothing. Which is, that last line is appropriate. Another weak-minded people that quit at the first sign of adversity, ? Those sorts are not needed or helpful in any way. So he was kind of being a butt.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go ahead and say that I agree to a point that you should play, that there should be no toning it down. Unless you are aware that this is this person's first game, second game, they're completely new, or this person is like, I'm not very good at this, can you maybe like help me out a little bit? I think if they're just somebody who has been playing the game for like 5 or 6 months and wants to play the game to learn the game and understands the game to a high enough level, if you come at it with the way you would normally play the game and smoke them, that's a learning experience for them.
Sure, and I'll agree with that. There's no way to get better than if you play people that are better than you.
But if it's a totally new person or someone who's just like, I have no idea what I'm doing, can you teach me the game? And you're just like, let me raffle stomp you. Ha, wasn't that fun?
And I mean, at Pegasus, we have a couple of players that specifically target people that don't play well or that don't play often for the same bad. Oh, grass tastes bad.
I thought it was my phone. The fuck?
It's from Rick and Morty.
I agree for the players who are not newer, who are not new. Like, if you've been playing long enough, then you've probably had multiple experiences where people have walked you through, and now you need to learn, make the mistakes, and learn the hard way. I agree with that.
That's part of the learning experience.
I disagree with new players, and
And you don't pick the Denny 1 battle box in Mark 1.
No.
Specifically, because you know that they're going to pick the Signar battle box, because that's the only battle box that does well against
that. The point is that this is a person who thinks that this is a game they're going to be interested in.
Yeah.
And if you make the experience fucking unpleasant for them because of this guy's fucking attitude where he's like, you know, oh, I'm great, and
you're not. My penis is bigger than yours. It's not.
That's not going to be a fun game for that person, and that's not going to make that person want to play the game.
No, that's
anymore.
Exactly what I'm saying. If they're totally new, if this is like they're still learning how to throw dice on the table, I think you definitely need to tone it back. Sure. You need to.
I'm not saying that you lose. I'm not saying that you throw the game or that you don't play well. Mm-hmm. Like, I played a game against Margaret, who we met at the WITC. It was her second game ever. I played Wormwood against her. She was playing Lucant, and I ended up winning the game, but I helped her through. I let her know what my models were capable of doing so that she could try to strategize in her head, well, I don't want to make that move because you told me that this happens this way.
And that's how
way.
You should do it when you're teaching somebody.
Right. I'm not saying that you throw the game and let them win and give them a victory that they didn't earn.
No, you don't give
like
them
that.
The participation trophy.
No,
that's basically what they're saying.
It up to 11.
Right.
No.
You teach them, you know, like, There's no fun playing a game when you don't have any fucking idea what the model on the other side of the table does. That's not a fun game.
It's not.
It's not enjoyable because you can be as strategic as you want to be on your side, but if you don't know what's going to happen on the other side, you can't... you know, yeah. It's just not.
And that's a really good point, actually. New people are the best to nurture in the game. They develop your meta most because they come in from a new, angle. And that's completely true.
And then you can see things, you know, if you're in a meta that's had the same seven guys in it for years, then you are sort of teched against those particular playstyles. Mm-hmm. But inside of Circle, there are 800 different playstyles, and a new person is going to come in with new perspective and new whatever, and then you're going to become a better player too. So exactly. Don't be a fucking asshole. Like, why is that? I don't understand why that's hard. Just be a good person.
Yeah, no, that's. I think we're all on board. I think we all agreed that was the tooliest tool of a statement.
Right, and somebody's like, oh, well, you guys realize that this is a troll, right? And I'm like, I'm sorry. I don't have the time to sit and decide whether you're being an actual asshole or a pretend asshole. Mm-hmm. If like, I get that trolling is like a nerd thing, and lots of nerds pretty obvious like to troll.
Too, and but, some people use trolling as an excuse to be an asshole. No. And that's what this guy was
doing. Yeah, and that's, honest to God, I don't care. It is not my job to determine whether you're a real asshole or a fake one. If you're being an asshole, I'm going to call you out for being an asshole. And if you laugh at me because I like fell for your trolling, then you're still a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't like, ooh, you got me. Oh, it was a troll all along. Like, no. Fuck you. You fucking asshole.
That was great. That one gets added to the soundboard.
Yep.
So
and that really I'm is glad just that a, you had... oh I'm so much cleverer than you, my penis is bigger than
right.
yours
it really
sort of
is
thing.
Like
it's,
a,
that's really
ooh,
all it
I'm
is
better
it's,
than you.
Yeah exactly
I'm
people
glad
have
that
an
you
inferiority
had the same
complex
reaction that I had because privately I was like yeah. you know flipping tables so
I'm someone who I have yet to actually flip a table but I have come pretty fucking close
yeah
and that is a statement that makes me want to
yeah
my only reaction was like oh eye roll here we go again
yeah like yeah. stupid people
Yeah,
and
do we really have
I am,
to waste my time?
I definitely no longer qualify as a newbie, even though my skill level is still pretty low. But there are players who don't... there are players inside of my meta who are very, very, very good players who do not have any desire to be a teacher or to be a helper in the learning process. Mm-hmm. And I still, to this day... don't like to play games against those people because I don't learn anything because they don't tell me, you know, what they're doing. And I feel like I'm wasting their time because they're going to beat me easily. You know, there's one person in particular I'm thinking of, fantastic guy. I just don't like to play games against him because he doesn't tell me any, like there's no communication. He just stomps all over my shit and takes me out on the, you know, top of two and I'm dead. And I'm like, well, I learned nothing from that. And you learned nothing from that because you knew that was going to happen because your skill level is so far above mine. So thanks for that 10 minutes of play. And now I'm going to go over here, you know, like it's just not enjoyable for anybody. Yeah. I'm not to say that I want him to like coddle me because, like I said, I'm past the point of
no. There's a difference between
coddling and explaining.
Yeah. Like coddling is well, my threat range is 15 inches, and you're within 15 inches. I'm not gonna assassinate you right now.
Right.
My threat range is 15 inches. Are you sure you want to put your caster there?
That's the difference, right there. Clear example.
Was it you that posted about? If your parents were teaching you to potty train and they just laughed at you every time you shat
that
your pants,
that was
Rick
Way.
That was Rick Way. Rick's a good guy.
Yeah. He was like, I'm really glad your parents taught you to potty train instead of just laughing at you every time you shit your pants.
Yeah.
Like, that's the difference between whatever. And...
yep.
I hate douchebags.
I love the internet. I hate that the internet allows for things like that to
exist. I love the internet. I hate everyone on it.
Yes.
That's essentially...
To be fair, I definitely can be that person that is just a straight-up asshole. But I'm usually on the side of right. Like, I am the right asshole.
I feel like everyone who's an asshole probably has that same opinion of themselves.
Yes, but I know for sure...
Is explaining Keith telling somebody they moved up too far 3 inches out of their deployment zone?
Yes.
Yeah, that's Sloan.
3 inches out of their deployment zone.
Sloan.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why Sloan got nerfed.
Yeah.
And probably is going to get nerfed again.
I think was...
and deserves it.
I'm pretty sure that Sloan is the caster that I was playing against when I lost Cassius on the on the top of
probably.
One.
That probably.
I lost Cassius on the top of one, and I ended up still winning the game, but Wormwood never moved from the position he started on the table because Cassius was gone. As soon as that happened, I was like, this game is over.
Little model with her gun arm standing like 12 feet in the air, pretty much.
Oh, yeah, her gun that's like totally non-compensation mechanism.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
I have seen, and I'm actually going to, when I finally get around, I think maybe my Sloane is not together yet. I have other casters that are, but people have modeled her, so she actually looks like she's shooting her gun instead of just waving it around in the air.
Like an idiot? Yeah.
Yeah, because that's really what you do with that kind
of
gun.
She's giving warning shots that go up and
over.
Oh,
yeah, she's doing the redneck thing. Get off my property!
Yes, that's exactly it.
Yep. Except that gun probably has some terrible kickback, and she probably like flings her arm down.
Well, that's why she only gets one shot. That's what Gobber dude is for. Because
she hits herself in the eye.
Reinhardt.
Reinhold,
rather.
She gets a second one on her feet. Because and a third one from him.
Yep.
It's very insane. Good. Mm-hmm. Pew, pew. It's Weapon Master too.
That's also insane.
Yep. It's beautiful. Yep. Not broken at all, I promise.
No, that top of 1 foot, not broken at all.
Hate it. All right. I don't know. What time is it?
I think Andy said he would be up in about an hour and a half.
Yeah, we're getting close to that. We're not quite there.
Yeah, we are.
We've
about
got
an hour and a half.
10 minutes.
Do we have other things to talk about?
Do we want to talk about the election? Do we want to talk about Donald Trump?
I don't think I can stomach talking about the election.
I literally want to be this person who, if we ignore him, obviously we can't ignore the things that have happened since he has become someone of political power and all of these people who suddenly think that it is okay to be a racist, sexist asshole.
Yeah.
That can't be ignored. But if we just pretend that Trump doesn't exist, he will go away.
That's kind of where I've been at with it, too. Like, he exists now because of all the media attention he's gotten.
Exactly.
So if we stop paying attention to him and stop allowing their ratings to increase because they're talking about
him. It's too late now. I actually did a no Trump. It was probably about a year or more where I made a conscious decision to just act as if he did not exist in
the
world.
That's what
I've been doing. Early in his campaign, like when he first announced.
Yes, literally.
And I think that if everyone would have done that then we would have gotten the result of him going away.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, it's too late. Because
until the election's
over,
I think he's going to curl
up
under a rock.
Permanently, yes, he has. But he has permanently altered.
Oh, exactly.
Because the people who used to be ashamed of themselves and stayed in their little
or
fucking racist cave hole.
You don't say those things publicly.
He has changed Western Christianity permanently for the rest of ever. And he has changed.
Not that they were all that great to begin
the,
with.
The conservative side of the GOP, like the far right.
The extremists.
Yeah, the super far
right. The Leviticus Law people.
And seeing what's going to happen, like even if he loses the election, the permanent changes that have happened because of him running.
We still would have the population whose opinion is in line with
that's
his.
Exactly
they're
it.
Still there, but
what's
now they're vocal.
Happen,
is the
and
thing.
What's going to happen to the GOP? Like, are we going to see a shift into two different parties because there's so much infighting between the people who have jumped onto the Trump bandwagon are there with
are
him,
like reluctantly
and the people,
being dragged along,
right,
like
the Paul
Ryans
and the people who John McCain, right, exactly,
yeah.
The people who don't want to, the even Scott Walker, who you would think would be on the Trump side, has really struggled.
I'm gonna interrupt for a second because this is something that I said the other day, and I feel like it's really important. The greatest thing that has come out of this election is the fact that Walker came back to Wisconsin and has not done shit.
I was actually hoping that he'd stay on the campaign trail for a little bit longer than he did, just because then he wasn't bothering us at all when he was on the campaign
trail. But he literally came back to Wisconsin with his tail tucked between his legs, and nothing has happened.
And honestly, I think there was something more that happened
there.
The
John Doe case has been going on. That's part of why,
that's
too.
True.
Yeah.
But he dropped out way too early. Something had to happen that we don't know about.
I think it was the John Doe case.
Do you think so?
Somebody... That's going to go to the Supreme Court.
Especially with all the coke money, because he had that unlocked.
The coke money.
I when he dropped out, I thought something happened because he should have been in probably until the primary. So I don't know what happened there. But
I think he that I also think that he's a very emotional person.
Can you say weak?
Weak is probably a better way
to put it. He doesn't have the gumption for
it. I think when he was seeing that Trump was getting so much attention, he was just like, this is ridiculous, I'm done.
Yeah.
He may well have just dropped it and said, I'll try again next time, too. Yeah. Because he's young enough that he very well could try easily again next time. Yeah, because
is he even 50 yet? Is he 49?
I don't think he's even 50 yet. I don't think he's 50 yet. He's much younger than...
Yeah. Than any, most of the other ones. Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. You know, we're even to the point now where, did you see the video with the two women talking about how his comments about the Miss America, when she gained weight, that they were, well, she did gain weight. I mean, that's just a true statement. If I gained weight and somebody told me I gained weight, I would say, well, yeah, that's true. Like, like even women who have become so blinded with, you know, I don't know, some...
the Orange County Trump, the Trumpettes, was it?
Yeah, the Trumpettes, the woman who was like, Trump can grab my, with an arrow down to her. Like, I just, it's going to be really interesting to see what happens to these, what these people do if, when he loses. You know, like, if he's not the president, what's going to happen to those, all those people that came out of the woodwork? All these termites.
I am kind of glad that they came out of the woodwork, though, because it was a lot easier to sweep them under the rug before. And it's pretty apparent that they're all still there now. So now we can at least do something about
it. And worse, and I wrote this really long thing about how this is what happens. Some person legitimately commented on a thread that the worst thing Barack Obama has done, and she's a Obama hater, so she thinks everything Barack Obama has done has been terrible.
Sure.
But she said the worst thing that Barack Obama has done is that he's the first African-American president, and race relations are worse than they've ever been, and that's his fault.
Fault. Does she not know what Jim Crow is? Right. Or what slavery is? Or what... Well, the entire fucking Civil War. I guess that was about states' rights, too, but it was the states' rights to hold slaves.
People don't realize that what is happening now is obviously happening for a reason. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to say it's good, but it is good that it is visible, and it is good that people are seeing it, and it is good that there are people who are reacting like, we need to fix these problems.
Yeah, I agree, but I disagree. I agree because I'm hope the idealistic and hopeful part of me says that because people are seeing it, it won't get nearly as bad as it's gotten in the past. But the other side of me understands that this is classic. You know, you get a black man as president who offers health care affordable to all people, and the white men who have always had power see that as the breakdown of the power that they've held. Yeah. You know, if people are healthy, then we don't have as much power over them. This is taking away from my power. Mm-hmm. And they push back and they become ultra, ultra, ultra terrible. And the media all of a sudden, it's not like cops killing black people is new.
No.
The fact that it's now all of a sudden covered is, some people want to argue, well, that's good. It's visible. We're seeing it. We know that it's happening. But it's bad because it's not... It's visible because they want it to be visible. It's visible so that they can say, hey, black person, every time you turn on the TV, you have to watch your family getting murdered. Now you know, this is our reminder, stay in line, because if you try to act out, this is what's going to happen to you. Like, it's, and the same thing with Hillary becoming the first woman president ever, potentially. Like, now we have Purvi Patel getting arrested and put in jail for having an abortion, and we have people wanting to repeal the 19th Amendment, and it's the white man saying, get back in line, stop it, stop trying to come out, stop trying to do more, because as soon as you do, we're going to remind you, this is what happens when you try to...
I agree with you.
The 19th Amendment, that said. You go ahead.
No, I think it's more, we agree, but we're agreeing from a totally different side of things, because I, on the flip side, am like, these things were happening. There were women who were being sent to court already for things like miscarriages.
Yes.
Oh, but Indiana.
They weren't visible and Indiana. People weren't seeing it. So now that there's people who are like, yes, I see this, I am upset by this, and I'm going to fight this.
I think it's two sides to the same coin. There are definite good aspects to the visibility, but I
there
think
definitely there's the, definitely like kickback
the,
from
the
it.
Reason the visibility exists isn't mm-hmm. what we want to it's yeah it, you know whatever.
I had two comments. One, yes. 19th Amendment. It's really funny that if women were the right for women to vote was revoked, Trump would win. Easily. Hands down.
According to the polls. That's disgusting,
and it's,
by the way.
I want to know how there are that many stupid men out there.
I don't even think it's stupidity. That's disgusting.
I don't even know.
That.
I can't fathom wanting to vote for him. That's just...
What is it?
I can't intellectually, like, digest why you would want to vote for Trump, other than being a white man, you feel like your power is being taken away, and therefore you want to get it back.
Ding, 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 ding. Thing, though, like... Men are, what, half of the population?
Yeah.
So how does taking away the vote of half of the population suddenly make, like, that swing?
Yeah.
Like, who the fuck are these people who don't realize, and I hate to be this person to drop this because this is one of those statements that pisses me off, but don't these people have wives and mothers and daughters?
It's funny you
and
bring
sisters
that up, because that was one of the original arguments against the 19th Amendment, was that all these women that don't have the right to vote now, their husband, their fathers, everybody like that is voting on their behalf. And they have say over how that person votes, theoretically.
That was
one of the strongest arguments against the
1850s first wave feminism. When the first wave of feminism started, there were actually women, mostly pastors' wives, mm-hmm. who were very, very, very vocal about this is not a responsibility that we want. You mm-hmm. don't want to have to worry about politics, and you don't want to have to think about, you know, these men, they go out and they have to hear about murder and they have to hear about killing and they have to be aware of all these things mm-hmm. and think about all these things that we just don't want in our pretty little heads, like, you know. And that
and
was
be
their
fair, that was an understandable argument.
I mean
who does want
not
to have to think
I don't
about
want that I don't want that responsibility,
right? But yeah, right. I mean, like, yes.
Yeah.
But that was the main argument then, was like, they're not. Obviously, men are not voting on our behalf. If men are going to vote for Trump, then men are not voting on behalf of
women. But that's what I'm getting at, is if men are voting for Trump, like, why are they not even consciously thinking about the females that they're impacting? Like, do you not care about these people whatsoever? And I hate that term, because it's like, it's
we're
just,
people. We shouldn't have to be somebody's
exactly. You know, I am a female mother, that exists whatever. On the opposite outside of you, but it shouldn't matter what my relationship is to you. And I hate using that,
but it's a valid argument. Like, you have a mother.
Yeah. Do you not fucking care about your
on
mother?
On the other hand, there's an argument to be made for only voting on for your selfish interests as well. One of the doctors I work with actually is planning on voting for Trump because he's a fairly well-off person and he knows that Trump mm-hmm. is likely going to be personally beneficial to him.
Yeah. Right.
How many of those people that. Planning on voting for Trump
and
are
I can
actually
not
well
very many.
Off.
And I can understand
the I don't mean to be stereotypical, but I'm going to be stereotypical. the vast statistically... many, 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 many Trump supporters, or are
lower middle class,
are
white
lower
people
middle class white
lower.
People who will not benefit in any way from any of his
yeah.
his
I
economic
did see
policies.
An article that I think actually had a lot of merit to it, as far as why there are so many people in that demographic that are voting for Trump, and that's because they have, from their perspective, they've seen their way of life going away. Rural communities in this country mm-hmm. have been completely decimated.
Yes.
There is not much left in rural
that's
communities.
That's Walmart's fault. Walmart's
it's,
fault.
It's Walmart's fault, and it's a lot of other things. It's a lot of other things
yeah,
as
okay.
well.
That's
but
oversimplified. It's a lot of Walmart.
Yeah, but it's a lot of it's a lot of industry that's been leaving the rural communities because our industry is changing. We're not doing the same jobs as we used to anymore, and we're urbanizing again. So seeing their way of life basically being destroyed is scary.
Absolutely.
If you grew up on a farm and you intended to farm for the rest of your life too, you would be scared at having that taken away from you and maybe having to go into tech or something else like that to survive.
Flip side, I totally agree with that sentiment. Mm-hmm. However, how many of those people who farm are getting like government subsidies that
side of politics?
That's
not how they're thinking about it.
And that's what I'm getting at. Like, there's so much more to that other than,
oh, there absolutely
I am
is.
Afraid. There, you really have to think about, like...
And that's I think that's where the root of where they're coming from mm-hmm. is they are afraid and they see somebody who's promising to keep their way of life.
Hi, Andy.
Hey, Andy.
Hey, Andy.
I think there's also a good point, like, Brian's dad is a really good example. Brian's dad is a really great guy. He understands a lot of things, even though he has an extremely Republican family, has mm-hmm. always, whatever, extremely Republican.
What?
I think we're okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's struggling with where to go and what to do, and we mm-hmm. have these conversations. But here's the thing about him, and part of the reason what has kept a little bit of perspective of me this whole time is that he's a really good example. He's some sort of principal engineer at GE, okay? Mm-hmm. He makes a shitload of money. Mm-hmm. But he makes a lot of money with a company that has never paid a single penny. And GE doesn't pay taxes.
No.
Hasn't paid taxes for whatever years.
Most corporations
okay?
don't.
That's mm-hmm. obviously terrible. Mm-hmm. Okay, but from the perspective of him, we know that if GE is now, as effective today, required to pay taxes and
he's
they don't get the loopholes, they're not going to take the pay cuts on their CEOs and their top paid executives. Mm-hmm. They're not going to take, they're going to cut the salaries of their workers because corporations are fucking terrible.
Mm-hmm. And that's exactly the
problem. So he's going to lose his income because that's where they're going to make up the money, the profit on the CEOs mm-hmm. that their taxes.
And self-preservation is a valid
absolutely.
Way to vote.
Absolutely. It's hard to fault someone who sees a lifestyle that they have maintained that they feel like they deserve because they have worked for and because they and have that threatened, instead of blaming GE for being corrupt as fucking shit and choosing to make the cuts on the people who are going to be hurt most by the cuts, mm-hmm. instead of blaming GE for being fucking terrible, that's what they would do, they want to blame Hillary for forcing them to do that.
Yeah.
I guess I'm spoiled. I work for a health insurance company who is not, and I will argue everyone's like, oh, well, health insurance obviously making lots of money because everyone.
Not necessarily.
No, the Affordable Care Act has done nothing but put insurance companies out of business. Yeah. It has done a lot to help people, but it has also, like, three major companies have had to shut down
absolutely.
Because they're not earning money off of that demographic that they're putting money out on.
Mm-hmm.
However, I work for a company that just merged with another one and is looking at buying another one because they have good practices, like they pay their employees well. They don't hoard all of the money up at the top. So I think mm-hmm. there's a lot to be said that, like, if you open up your eyes and realize that maybe I don't want to work for that kind of company and
yeah.
find a company that might support you as an employee better, which is obviously not something that's easy to do.
No.
And I don't think that you should just like jump ship and find somewhere else to work. But mm. I think that if
putting
the
blame
sense,
where the blame really belongs.
Yeah, but if you, in that sense, putting the blame where it belongs, but also putting yourself in a position where you can make it obvious that I am leaving this company, my expertise and experience is leaving this company for one that will support me better,
mm-hmm.
and everyone attempts to do that, those companies will realize they don't have employees
yeah.
to do the work they need to have done. Mm-hmm.
I don't think they have that kind of foresight either, though.
No, yeah, it's hard to... And
on that, just to go back a little bit to what you were saying with the theory that Hillary will enforce corporate taxes on people.
I said Hillary in that
I know. But you know what I mean, though.
Yeah.
Going back to the idea, whoever you want to fill in the blank with, the problem there is another problem there, and that's that they're not going to enforce, say, wage caps, any of the other various ideas that people have come up with to try and reduce the fact that CEOs are making 800 times what a salary man is.
Yeah, which is ridiculous.
Yeah, so
it's
there's
halt for
right. Mm-hmm. It's hard. So what is the right answer? Like, how do we make these corporations pay their fair share in taxes, but also make
preserve
sure that
jobs.
They preserve jobs and the treatment, the good treatment of employees.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you have no control, the government, you know,
they only have so much
they
control
can't do
over
that
them.
You know
no.
there's no way to do
and
that
and as soon as they start to control it,
then
everyone
it, then
flips their
out.
Shit.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then you get into, you know, they wouldn't have to if the top CEOs didn't want to hoard all the money for themselves.
But why shouldn't they?
And like, that is an argument to me,
yeah,
too.
There, and that's where you get it. Gets.
I'm also being sarcastic when I say that. I think
it's
fucking ridiculous. Me as a person who has lifted not a finger to bring this company because I was born into wealth and I'm now
that's
the owner of
that's not necessarily the case with all CEOs.
No.
And CEOs do work their ass
many.
Off. They are on call 24/7 for their company. You know, they do work
I don't
hard.
Disagree. I guess what I'm getting at is that they do...
Their wage is disproportionate.
Yes,
though.
They do a significant amount of work, but also... everyone in their facility, like if you're thinking about like people who work in factories, like mm-hmm. American factories that still exist, sure. and you have a 12-hour work day and you're like breaking your ass in a building in the middle of summer that has no air conditioning for 12 mm-hmm. hours out of your day.
Most CEOs wouldn't physically be able to do that.
But and granted, they're probably doing work that is more mentally stressful.
Sure, absolutely. But arguably work that other people couldn't necessarily do.
Yeah, good.
But yes. when you look at like the pay difference. So it makes sense
to pay them more, but not 800 times
more. Yeah. I would never argue that the people at the top shouldn't be paid more, because yeah. I think that's important to giving people the incentive to work their way yeah. up mm-hmm. to do more.
Absolutely. But 800
to 1 or 400 to 1 no, or whatever exactly. is extreme.
No, it is.
And we don't, but the point, my initial point was that it's just it's misappropriated blame. You know, it's blaming mm-hmm. the lawmakers for holding corporations accountable to pay their fair share of taxes instead of blaming the CEOs of the corporations that choose how to make back that.
And fair, there was a moment when people wanted corporations to exist as entities and have the right to vote as well. So shouldn't they have to pay taxes then?
No. Yeah. Well, I feel the same. The other one is illegal immigrants. That's the other one. It is physically impossible for someone to steal your job. Okay, let's think really hard about that. Mm-hmm. A person cannot steal a job.
Nope.
If a person gets a job, that person got that job because an employer chose to hire that person because they could pay them less money and make them work more instead of hiring you. The undocumented person did not steal your job. That employer chose to do that.
And that very blame same person, the right person. And that very same person blaming illegal immigrants for stealing their job is usually the same person who's telling people that don't want to work for less than a $15 minimum wage to get better skills.
Right.
Well, if they hired an undocumented immigrant who barely speaks English over you, maybe you need better skills.
Yeah, I mean, well, I'm like, legit, though.
I'm just throwing that idea out
there,
you know.
Put your blame where the blame goes. Yeah. It's physically impossible for any person to steal a job. They are given a job. The blame is on the employer. The blame is not on the person. Mm-hmm. Blame the right people.
That said, we are at an economic transition period right now.
Yeah.
And there are plenty of economic theorists that have actually theorized that capitalism, where we're at right now, end-stage capitalism, does eventually transition into socialism, especially as technology improves and as there are fewer and fewer jobs that need to be done.
Yeah.
You know, when burger flipping is automated, those burger flippers are going to be out of a job and there will not necessarily be a higher tech job for them. You only need so many engineers. You only need so many managers. You only need so many business
people. I think we're going to come back to, we're going to cycle back around to seeing trade workers more in demand.
Yeah. They absolutely are right
now. The things, you know, that we, our generation, mm-hmm. our age, was taught a lot of tech skills mm-hmm. to fill that. And now there's lots of tech and there aren't very many people skilled at doing.
Well, it's because those trades aren't like, I don't want to say valued, but they're not.
They're not glorified.
Well, they're not glorified, but they're also not given the wages yes. for the kind of work that
You'd
they do.
You'd be surprised how well
construction workers
and
they're paid decently. They're paid well.
Yeah.
But it's definitely a...
And that's partially demand.
Mental mm-hmm. change. Demand because mm-hmm. because it's, people, you know, it's generational.
But we have to exist in a society that sees garbage men as people who are doing a valuable service to society and not mm-hmm. just as like... Ew, they deal with garbage.
Yeah.
Like, that's the difference.
I feel, and I really do feel like it's generational. Like, my dad's generation grew up to be proud of hard work. Like, mm-hmm. your value was based on how you did jobs where you got dirty. And you came home at the end of, you had something to show for your work. And then because the technology boom, our generation was taught that, you know, buying a nice fancy house and having all these nice things was the ideal. Like, that's what mm-hmm. proved that you were a valuable person. And so we got out of hard, you know, hands-on work.
It's all about becoming the bourgeois middle class.
Right, the fancy house in the suburbs and
gross.
Two and a half kids and the dog. And
Recommendations are going to come later. I've got one that piggybacks
good.
On
what
that.
Is IBEW?
I'm not sure, to be honest.
I'm going to call it the International Bureau of Empowered Women, and yes, it wins.
Sure.
Yes.
Yes.
That works.
Mm-hmm. The IBU. I love the IBU.
I've been reading the Harry Potter books recently again because I've been out of work for the last week and a half, 2 weeks, because shit happened. But not fired, that said. I saw IBEW and tried to fit that into SPEW, the Society for Protection of Elfish Welfare, or something like that. Oh, International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. Yeah, well, electricians are sweet.
In general are two thumbs up.
My brother is a pre-apprentice to be an electrician, and he's just very peachy. Like, I went to college. My younger sister, who is younger than him, is in college right now, and he's just like, nope, this is cool for me. And I think that's
there's
wonderful.
Nothing wrong with that at all. And and master electricians make really good money.
Yeah. As much as I hate the intellectual movement, I also really hate the intellectual movement in the same regard, because it places downplays so much that if you don't have a college education, then you're not.
Well, if you don't have a college education, you know what? You don't have $50,000 in debt. Come fucking on.
Or you do, because you're a person like me who tried to, you know, who took out a bunch of debt and never got the whatever. Blah,
well,
blah, blah.
And there's some, and I mean, not everybody is intellectually gifted. I mean, what is the person with an IQ of 70 going to do with themselves? Working at a grocery store is perfectly acceptable.
Right. And that's what a lot of people have learned. There are lots and lots of people who have a degree who do not have a job.
I have a degree in English.
Related anything to their job.
I don't do anything related. That's a lie. I update documents occasionally. I have a degree in English literature.
Oh,
good.
I'm one of the few that actually does use their degree. And that's because I got a degree in nursing, which is a practical degree.
Law. There are degrees
law jobs have dried up.
Have they?
Yeah. It's hard to find a job as a lawyer.
But especially mathematics, unless you're a teacher. Mm-hmm. You know, there are almost philosophy, any of the humanities.
Which, and they're important. Having the soft skills is really important. But you're not going to be a philosopher if you get a degree in philosophy,
right?
You're not the next Plato.
What you need to do is go to grad school
if you want to be Plato. I'm sure,
right?
But even because with a philosophy degree, you can go into law, or you can go into
job somewhere else, political science. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can do, there's all sorts of stuff you can do with it, but it won't necessarily be philosophy if you stick at bachelor's.
So I have to ask you this question because you brought up Harry Potter. You know the new movie, The Fantastic Beasts or whatever it's called, the movie that's coming out, the new Harry Potter one?
Yeah.
I heard there was a play out.
It's some fantastical beast something. I don't know the name of it.
I read a chapter of the first Harry Potter book and I put it away.
So the premise of this, from what I've gathered, the premise of this movie is that it's set in 1920s Harlem, and the magic is coming into Harlem.
Okay.
From England or wherever Harry Potter was supposed to be, whatever. London, and so the United States is adapting to having this sort of magical whatever. Okay, so it's set in 1920s Harlem.
With white people, right?
With every single fucking cast member is a white person.
Yeah.
They don't even have extras in the background that are black people. What? It's 1920s Harlem. Yeah. 1920s Harlem, and it's just white people everywhere.
Even present day Harlem.
Any time throughout history, it's Harlem. Literally.
I mean, maybe in
that's
the
when the Harlem Renaissance was.
Well, but even, yeah, like
that's
the
when 1920s,
the Harlem
Renaissance
we're
was
talking
happening.
About the like, jazz.
Yeah,
and
the jazz
I don't understand. I'm very disappointed because I feel like that's
the guy smuggling magic animals into America.
A guy,
1920s
there you
Harlem.
Go. A guy is smuggling magic animals into apparently a fictional 1920s Harlem that was made up entirely of white people.
Yeah, well, it's more appealing to the middle class white kids who are going to be able to watch it in the theater.
I mean, at least they're not giving them blackface. doing with the Ghost in the Shell.
God,
maybe they're giving Scarlett Johansson Asian face. Yeah, CGI guys.
Or what's her face was the Hawaiian girl, Emma Stone. They had her be a Hawaiian person.
She's not Samoan in the least. She's not fat enough for stuff.
Can't handle it.
They have good food, okay?
Recommendations, though, because I think we're running over.
Oh, shit. What was I going to recommend?
Yeah, you said you had a good one, and then you brought up Harry Potter.
What was it about? What were we talking about before then? I'll remember.
That's okay. I'll do my recommendation. Two things. Get a PlayStation VR. Seriously. If you have a PS4, spend the $500. You will be happy with yourself. Also, I mean, just do it. Second recommendation is I will probably be streaming horror games through the VR on the Saturday before Halloween. If you want to watch me be a child and piss myself, it's going to happen.
So is this going to be like a webcam on you with the VR on?
It might, because the...
And like have the
have VR your... uses the camera, so yeah. Depending on how the system actually works, I might actually be able to stream myself playing and you will see both duels.
Oh, shit. I want to know what we were talking about before... IBEW became Spew.
Oh, electricians?
Oh, it wasn't electricians. What was it?
God damn it.
Oh, now there's a hole in the end.
Oh! Oh, we can't blow it up like a balloon now.
I love it.
Oh,
okay.
Shit.
I don't really have a recommendation.
What?
My recommendation is somebody who needs a dog should contact me about adopting King, because I need to find a good home for this dog.
If we had a home where we could have a dog, I probably would, because I love pit bulls.
Yeah, he's really fantastic. He's
adorable.
He has the best temperament. Like, he's good with cats. He's good with other dogs. He's good with children. Like, it would be perfect for almost any home.
We unfortunately live in an apartment where we can't have pets.
Fuck breed-specific legislation. Yeah. But that's a whole other
soapbox. Oh, no, we just can't have pets, period. Okay. Your actual recommendation is lube, right?
Oh, yeah. Use lube. Lots of lube. Water-based lube.
I'm pissed off.
I know. Remember. I'm sad.
I've already played Until Dawn. You missed the whole. I've the original Until Dawn. I beat it in like a day and a half. It's beautiful. I will probably be playing Until Dawn: Rush of Blood, which is the rail shooter that made me kick and scream last night. Cool. True story. Through the headset.
I'm sad that you can't. I feel like we were talking about.
Oh, what were we talking about? I have another recommendation.
Jobs
that
being
says,
stolen.
Well, we were talking about jobs being stolen.
Oh, having a degree.
Academia, the movement for intellectuals, movement against intellectuals, anti-intellectualism.
We were talking about...
There was something else. It was in between that and...
I don't remember.
Trades. It's something to do with
trades.
Yeah, trades. I don't remember.
Garbage men.
Philosophy majors,
law degrees, grocery stores, working at grocery stores.
Oh, I don't remember. It's okay. It'll come back.
Being a construction
eventually.
Worker. We'll figure it out.
Just post
so,
it on
okay.
Facebook.
So my actual recommendation was comes from me forgetting. So Jackie got into a bike accident the other day.
Oh my gosh.
Bike accident.
Almost, are you? I almost 2 weeks ago now. I highly recommend helmets. I say that because even with my helmet, I have a lovely concussion. So my memory has been terrible.
As was just displayed by her not remembering what her
something that happened
was.
About 5 minutes ago. Yeah, that's how it's been for the last couple weeks. Highly recommend helmets. They're great. I'd probably have a skull fracture or two. Jackie not working for a week or two. That too. Who are you, Joseph 1313?
Yeah, you're creepy and weird.
Yeah. No, I have been off work for a week or two. It's been
yeah,
shitty.
No, his name is Joseph, I think. Yeah.
I have a glorious, trying not to flash
oh,
you all,
oh, good lord. I
oh,
did lot. Not
yeah,
see
that's,
that.
Yeah. That's tough.
Yeah, I got really, really lucky, and I didn't break my leg.
Did you, are you pursuing any charges against the driver?
Not against the driver personally. She was actually really nice about it. She was very,
it was,
very
was
remorseful.
Was it an accident?
Yeah, it was completely an accident.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that's there good. Was no malice there at okay. all.
But the insurance company.
Not like
company.
The person
insurance
who
company,
purposely
yes.
ran into
oh, God.
Nathan when he was walking across the parking
oh,
lot.
Oh, God, no, okay. no.
I remember that, but didn't they just, like, hit them? Like
it wasn't like he wasn't going fast. It was, but he saw him there and
yeah.
continued to drive into his body.
I almost did that today, but I actually didn't see the person. And then I saw them and they, like, walked around the car, so I was like, whatever, I'm going to keep backing up because you're 20 feet away from
right.
me now.
Well, then the person who hit Nathan, like, yelled at him for being in the way was their response to him.
Yeah, that was dumb. Yeah. I saw that. People are dumb.
People are dumb. All right, that's our recommendations.
But yeah, helmets are sweet. Wear a helmet.
Helmets, lube. Lube up your helmet.
24/7 if you need it.
Yeah. Use it all the time. 24/7. Andy, you're supposed to stop playing
yes.
with a camera, by the way. You're supposed to stop playing with a camera, by the way.
So, somebody says, stop it.
Yes, tell Andy to stop playing with a camera.
It says it right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's all.
That would be
yes,
all.
Yes, we'll be here next, not next Sunday.
The next Sunday.
Two Sunday before Halloween. Yep. I'm totally dressing up, by the way.
I'm dressing
up,
too.
I've
got a costume.
And
yeah.
if Danielle is here, she said she would be dressing up.
Nadine wants to be Mavis from Hotel Transylvania 2. Have you seen that movie? It's a kids movie.
No, mm-hmm. I saw the first one.
Okay, I want to be the big green blob. I want that to be my Halloween costume.
That's a great
just find
costume.
A green dress and yeah, just know, like and maybe just do poof like it up. Some poof
I'm
it up, you know, put some green makeup,
put some like random stuff got, that looks like it's stuck in it.
I've got this like really sexy black dress
could,
that I have no use for at all
and stretch it all over my whole body.
Yes, but make sure you do the double ended one because you'll suffocate otherwise.
There's a hole in there now.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. That's true.
Andy's just like, the fuck are you guys doing?
No, it won't work. I'll have to figure something else out.
All right.
Bye. We're still, are we still on?
Yeah, probably.
Not anymore.